This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk. I'm Todd Kunin, filling in for Fred Penny, sitting in the big chair. Fred on assignment. Always miss Fred when he's not here. He's got such a large personality. Fills the time, good sense of humor. This is not a paid endorsement for Fred Penny. to my right, Denise Dirks. Denise, how you doing?
I am well.
That's good. Good.
I'm really
hear.
Well. Yeah, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
It is a beautiful day. You had I think in the first hour you were telling us you had a couple trials last week. You got trials coming up.
Yeah, and, for some reason everything kind of got pushed to the end of summer or the beginning of fall. And it just, sometimes that happens, and it just, this year has happened that way.
You know, oftentimes that'll happen, especially in criminal law, when it's because of witness issues. So if you're prosecuting a DUI, right, or defending against a DUI, and your witnesses are law enforcement witnesses, the worst month you could be doing a trial, June, July, December. Right? Because those are when all of the investigating officers are put in for their vacation and they have time off and trying to get trials done during those times. And so what happens is August really loads up because you couldn't get trials in, you know, late May, June, and July.
Right.
So,
yeah, that's so true. I had something that never happened before. I had a trial. We had to continue it out because we couldn't get a court reporter. So
really?
There's a court reporter shortage statewide in California right now. And we literally could not get a court reporter. We had called everybody.
So do they do that live still on the little stenography machine, or do they record and transcribe?
No, they do it on the machine.
That's a skill, man. That is really good.
That's a skill.
There are some. I mean, to become real-time certified as a court reporter, that is... A lot of times the court reporters are taking on the stenographer, and then they generate the official record. And they'll have to go back and find their mistakes and do that kind of stuff. But some are real-time certified, so the judge has the printout, or just on the computer screen, exactly what was said. Those folks blow me away at how good they are. I mean, just amazing.
Yeah, when you think about how fast you talk... And they're staying up with you. That's amazing.
I wonder, though, as AI gets more developed, you know, I mean, right now, the latest version of Microsoft Word that I have, if I put on a headset and talk, it picks up almost everything that I say. And
my phone does that.
Yeah.
If I'm in a message and if we go on air, it'll type up every single thing we say. It's crazy. And it's not safe.
And it is unique to the speaker. I mean, your phone and other devices that you use pick up on the speech patterns of individuals. But I would think that once they get those... I'm just thinking out loud here. I'm wondering if that's what's leading to the shortage in court reporters. If there are people that are choosing not to go into that line of work because they think that it's of limited duration because of the ability of speech to text software. And so, I don't know. Maybe I am just all wrong.
And do they do their own punctuation? Because obviously there's no context without the spoken word, vocal inflections and what have you. Do they just interpret that as they go? How does that go?
No, they have to go through and proofread and do that type of stuff. So they probably try to make it grammatically correct to the extent that that's how it was conveyed.
You bet. And if you're a court reporter, thank you for what you do. It's a big job.
Yes.
Very important one,
one of my good friends is a court reporter, and she works really hard. The hard part about it is when they get the request for appeal, they have to work so hard to get the record ready. It's really It's hard. It's a lot of work.
A lot of work. But, you know, and probably one of the most frustrating things, you got to understand, court reporters, part of the way they get paid is when people order copies of it, right?
Yeah.
And so I've sat in court where one party got a copy of a transcript, and the court reporter is sitting there in court. It was the court reporter who generated the transcript for one party, and that party says, I'll just copy it over and give it to the other side. The court reporter is sitting there going, hold on. That's how I make my money, okay?
There's actually a code section that prohibits that.
Well, there should be. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how they make their money, and I guarantee you there are people that don't know the code section, and, you know, just don't. There's a couple of things you, as an attorney, a couple of folks, everybody knows you don't want to be in contempt of court, right? You also don't want to be in contempt of clerk, the court clerk, and you don't want to be in contempt of court reporter. Trust me. Being in contempt of clerk and court reporter are two people that can make your life miserable.
Oh, what can they do?
Yeah.
But, all right, back to Radio Law Talk and why people tune in. We had this thing, case or no case, where Cal tries to stump us by risking his eternal soul, possibly lying to us about a case to see if it is a case or if he is pulling it out of thin air. And last hour, because it's Double Point Saturday in the absence of Fred, last hour both Denise and I got 4 points. We normally would have gotten two.
And we said different answers, and we still got 4 points.
Yep.
But I
should have gotten five, though, out of all fairness.
But the arbiter, Cal.
I just was feeling generous toward both of you because I like you both so much. And here's another thing I have for you. Ready? Stand by.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Okay, you ready for this, Todd? Here we go.
All right.
Sean, Justin, and Jonathan had an idea. Let's build a website that will allow businesses to send gift cards to their customers. Eventually, it morphed into, as you well know, Todd, Tinder. And
wait, that's how Tinder started?
Yes, it started off as a gift card swap website. And the trio from USC who invented this has another problem on their hands, a mature former college senior who is having trouble with dating. Operation Match was the first computer dating system in the world. Began in 1965. Yes, 1965. For $3, you would fill out a questionnaire. It would be tabulated on the old IBM mainframe with the little bubble cards and cough up a potential match. This began in London and was called the St. James Computer Dating Service, later to become CompAt. This concept was copyrighted through the British Patent Office, and when Tinder came out, the CompAt founders said this computerized date match idea was theirs, and the Tinder people stole it from them. Tinder denied having ever heard of CompAt, but the die was cast. Two founders of CompAt went to the European patent lawyer and the European courts to see if they were asking him to go to the courts to see if they had a case or no case against Tinder. Todd, what do you think?
So CompAt, CompAt was started, you said, the late 60s?
Yes.
Okay.
This is in 1965.
Yes. In 1965. And when did Tinder come out?
80-something. Yeah.
Tinder was in the 80s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so Tinder predated cell phones and apps and the Internet. Tinder did.
Can I fact check that?
Yeah, please do. I'm not sure when Tinder started.
Because I mean, look.
2012. 2012.
Okay,
I knew I had that. Yeah, 2012.
That sounds right.
Because people have been trying to match folks since the beginning of time, and people have been very unsuccessful in doing that for the same amount of time. And I'm going to have to think about this one. Do they have a case against Tinder for stealing their idea? I have a gut feeling, but I don't know.
Denise, do you have a gut feeling on this?
I do.
Okay.
Well, so essentially, they went from swapping information to swiping for Tinder. Swap to swipe. All right. I'll give you my answer when I come back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. The program will continue in just a little bit right here.
Radio Law Talk.
Commercials and other announcements.
announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed and dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick-Quick Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell of your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today, I don't know what I do.
Okay. Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick-Quick Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick-Quick Car Wash.
Quick-Quick Car Wash.
Get the Quick-Quick confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car. They're happy with your shopper. Come on.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Round up the usual suspects.
Email the show anytime you'd like. info@radiolawtalk.com. I-N-F-O. Info. info@radiolawtalk.com.
So we are back here, case or no case. And Cal, why don't you give us the quick rundown on what it is we're trying to decide.
Yeah, the essential setup is people who started Tinder are being accused of stealing an old idea over 20 years of age from Europe. called, eventually changed to some very nice sounding name that had a saint in it, you know.
Compant?
Yeah,
or,
well.
Oh, Saint.
Yeah, it was Saint James Computer Dating Service, or Compant. And so the people at Compant said, you can't start Tinder. We are the first people who pioneered computer matching of humans. And what happened? Denise, Todd, you're on.
Yeah, so here's the thing. I'm going to say that this is not a case. And the reason why is that, look, if they were going to sue Tinder for computer matching, Tinder technically isn't computer matching. Tinder is just showing pictures, and it's human matching because the human is deciding, yes, I do, no, I do not like this person. They're just looking at pictures based upon age. I mean, they don't have a whole lot of criteria. And if this company was going to claim that they had some sort of a market on computerized matching, I would think that they'd probably have a claim against every computer dating site, every online dating site that have been online since pretty much there was an online from 2000, late 90s to 2000s on, or even mid-90s. And for them to come after Tinder, that started in 2012, claiming that this site that they had that was like, what, over 40 years old if you're going back to 1965 at the time. There's a lot of other potential defendants they could have gone after. And so because of that, I will say no case.
Do you pay for Tinder? I mean, does one pay? I wouldn't know. Do you pay for Tinder?
Yeah, I think there's a membership fee.
Yeah, because Compat is $3. Okay, now, Denise, you gave your answer? No, your answer is what?
My answer is Todd got it exactly backwards. and that's because they did, in fact, sue. And because the basis for the technology, you know, you would use the bubble boxes for Compat, but it was using the same standardized type testing to match people up that Tinder does. Tinder has you answer certain questions, and it has kind of a match-up system, and the ones you see, you exclude, but they're coming to you because they match certain criteria. So the concept's the same. However, it's the way that it's done is dramatically different. And any patent, if you will, that Compat had already expired unless they, you know, updated it and stuff. So I'm going to say, just for fun, that it was a suit and Compat lost.
Okay, fair enough. And Todd said no case at all.
Yeah, although I want to say I'm pretty certain that Tinder's
algorithm.
Well, Tinder's categories.
Yeah.
Are limited to do you have a picture and do you have a pulse and how old are you? Three huge categories for Tinder. I'm sticking with my answer. No case.
Okay, well let me give you the results if I may.
Okay, do.
The story is absolutely true, except for the legal case. Compat was formed in the 1960s in Britain, true enough, and Tinder came to be in 2012, according to my crack research team, which, by the way, it's me. That's all I have. No patent or copyright case was ever filed. So, no case. And there you have it, on Case or No Case.
So I got 4 points.
Next hour, Schwinn and the Pavement and a guy who met both. That's next hour on Case or No Case. And now back to the show.
Okay.
You know what I love?
What's that?
I love hot, spicy food.
No, I thought you were going to say Latin dancers. But hot, spicy food. Yeah.
I do.
Do you really?
Do you really?
I do.
Wow, I can't.
It, almost any time, like I travel somewhere, when I come back, I want hot, spicy food.
Hmm.
I'm a little bit more on the mild side, you know. But you know, now, personally, if I were to go out and get hot sauce, I don't think that I would feel duped if the name on the hot sauce might have had a reference to a U.S. state, and it turned out that it was made in a different state.
Just New York City.
That's yes, yeah. Wait, isn't that paste picante sauce, New York City?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So that's that, and that's in jest, right, about that commercial, that whole commercial campaign for, was it Pace Picante sauce?
I'm pretty sure it was Pace,
Was sort of, it was done in jest, like, yeah, nobody would really get this upset if you found out that the Picante sauce that had the Latin name, it's from you'd think it's from the South, to find out that it was made in New York City, and that's the humor behind the joke. Well, apparently some people didn't get the humor, because there was a guy in Southern California that paid $3 for a bottle of Texas Pete's hot sauce, and has now filed a class action lawsuit against Texas Pete hot sauce, because Texas Pete hot sauce is actually made in North Carolina.
I'm no genius, but it would appear to me the hot sauce is saying Pete is from Texas.
Well,
it could be that. I mean, it could be mistaken for that. But actually, it says on the bottle, too, that it's Louisiana-style hot sauce.
Well, there you go.
And so that's kind of interesting, that thought. So why did these people sue Texas Pete?
Well, because they sued because they believed that we were duped into thinking this was from Texas. And we spent a whole $3. And now they've formed a class. And we come back from the break, we'll tell you about a recent ruling by a judge in a 20-page ruling and the effect that had on this case moving forward. Don't go away. You're
listening. Show me the money.
Or the hot sauce.
Radio Law Talk continues very shortly right here. Stay tuned. We'll take a quick break, and we'll come right back.
Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. This is Radio Law Talk.
Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick-Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car.
Attention. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, the IRS is cracking down by hiring 87,000 new agents to garnish your paycheck and put liens on homes and businesses. They can even seize your bank account. The IRS calls it enforced compliance, and now they have the manpower to get you. Penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily. So call One-Stop Tax Relief Shop and get the IRS off your back. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533. One Stop Tax Relief has resolved thousands of cases since 2014 and saved clients millions of dollars. Call now for a free consultation. Get the IRS off your back. Call 800-501-2533. 800-501-2533.
One Stop Tax Relief Shop.
You USA News Update. Hawaii officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 80. That fire destroying over 1,000 buildings, and they do expect the death toll to rise as search teams with cadaver dogs continue to look for bodies. The brush fire, now the deadliest natural disaster in Hawaii's history. A new report says no outdoor warning sirens were triggered by local or state agencies in the early hours of that fire. Former President Donald Trump will be campaigning today at the Iowa State Fair. He'll be joined by a group of Florida Republicans who have endorsed him over their home state governor, Ron DeSantis. The family of the Gilgo Beach murder suspect exploring legal action for the way investigators allegedly left their Long Island home after a search. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Radio Law Talk.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, that's down.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
So Texas Pete's Hot Sauce, this is not a paid endorsement, Texas Pete's Hot Sauce apparently is made in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. And this person who purchased it in a bottle of Texas Pete's Hot Sauce, I'm saying that right, down in Southern California, sues, gets a class action lawsuit against, T.W. Garner Food Company, the company that makes Texas Pete's hot sauce in the various brands, and claiming false advertising. Because, you know, if I'd have known it wasn't from Texas, if I'd have known, actually, no, the guy's from Southern California. So if I'd known, like, it wasn't from, like, Texas, you know, because I thought it was, like, totally organic hot sauce.
For free, yeah.
And whatever. So if I'd have known it was from, like, North Carolina, NASCAR country, I don't think I'd have bought it. And so I would have hopped on the 10, taken that north to the 20405, and then gone over there and talked to my lawyer, because they always have to give directions as to how they get to places. Anyway, I digress. I'm going to get sued by Saturday Night Live for infringing on their skit.
The Young Californians.
The Young Californians. That's right. That's the. No way. What are you doing here? I don't know.
Well, Todd.
Wow.
No, I like Todd.
Todd. So, class action lawsuits filed, and the judge issues the.
First of all, Texas Pete's tried to dismiss the accident.
That's right. So they filed for a dismissal, and that's right. And the judge is responding to the motion. There are 20 pages to respond to the motion to essentially say, in the judge's opinion, yes, there were people that could have been confused by the packaging that had a cowboy, because apparently Texas is the only place that the word Texas, a cowboy, and a white star up in the corner, because Texas is the lone star state.
Just one star.
Just one star.
One star and a lasso.
And a lasso. And that people could have been confused thinking that that was from Texas. To which I say, are you kidding me?
What's the harm?
Really? Really?
Right. You wouldn't buy a salsa for anywhere else but Texas,
yeah,
right? What is this, you know?
So that got us thinking here during the break. What I mean, based upon this, if a loss... Now, we're not going to say that this is just a motion to dismiss, and the standard is different for a judge deciding whether or not... Is a case so frivolous that it can be dismissed versus should it go on? And the judge, I think, is by no means saying that, you know, windfall for the plaintiffs, they're going to absolutely win. The judge is just saying, look, there are some people that could be that could be duped by this.
Right. So there, in other words, there's enough allegations in the complaint to survive being dismissed. So it could state a cause of action.
I mean, there are people every election cycle that vote for the Green Party. So, you know, they could be. Sorry, I shouldn't have gone there.
I just think it's going to open the door to a lot of class actions. I mean, Texas Toast.
Texas Toast. Oh, my gosh. That didn't come from Texas. What's another? Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Hey, is this cooked in Kentucky?
No. Did the chicken come from? Look, I realize the Colonel's first restaurant, if you will, was a roadside stand in Corbin, Texas. But still, I mean, the 11 herbs and spices I got on my, you know, chicken.
I bought a Virginia ham for Christmas to find out it wasn't from Virginia.
Oh, my gosh. I mean.
I'm outraged. Oh. What about Idaho potatoes that were grown in Maine or Oregon? There are such things.
Right. Or Chicago deep dish pizza.
Oh, yes.
Coming from, God forbid, New York City.
New York City.
I mean, heaven forbid a case come down to sentence structure and grammar. Does Texas Pete's hot sauce, does the word Texas modify hot sauce, or is it a modifier for the name Pete? Because, you know, you had Arkansas Dave Rudabaugh, and you had, it's Texas Pete. It's modifying the name of the guy, which, oh, by the way, if you go to the company's website, they have an entire area on their website dedicated for how they came up with the name. And the guy that started it had three sons. One of his sons, his nickname was Pete, and they just called him Texas Pete. And then they decided, we'll just, you know, call it Texas Pete's hot sauce.
Well, sure.
Texas was a modifier for the name. You know, Joe Montana, I mean, good heavens, everything that Joe Montana endorses, heaven forbid it not be from Montana.
Wow.
You know, it's just, what about Hannah Montana? She wasn't from Montana.
No.
No. She's from Billy Ray Cyrus. So I just, anyway, so the judge says this case can go on, and now.
And go on as a class action.
And go on as a class action.
Over $3, really?
Yeah.
What's the damage, and what would a person come up with? Maybe 50 cents if they're lucky, right?
Well, so they're looking at it like, okay, you guys have sold a bunch. And again, the people that walk away, I get it when you have class action lawsuits. Like take the class action lawsuits for tobacco or class action lawsuits for opioid or anything on the behalf of a mass group of people that are severely affected by
Camp
something.
Lejeune.
Exactly. What is the I got to get off my soapbox. But I'm going to do it anyway. What is the good to society that is really going to be achieved at the conclusion of this lawsuit other than the attorneys make money?
Isn't that what the judge is supposed to figure out?
You'd like to think so, but whatever. Apparently that's not part of it. Long Island iced tea. That wasn't made in Long Island. I mean, it made
me. No, but I drank it anyway.
I drank it anyway, and that's how I met your mother. that's why you were born.
Cinder sponsored by Long Island iced tea.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm scratching my head. Scratching my head over that one. But there you go. There you go. Denise.
Yes.
Let's turn to family law. Let's go to family law here.
Well, okay. So Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, everybody knows who they are. They know there was an incident up in the skies, and it was not a Mile High Club incident.
It's the different kind of Mile High Club.
Yes. And so, you know, Brad Pitt lost rights to his children for a period of time and had to work very hard to get it back. He quit drinking, number one, and he got custody of his children finally, and it was a long battle. They turned their focus from the kids for a moment to property, and it looks like they were going to work out a deal on the property. But Brad had, before marriage, actually bought a beautiful chateau in France, and it has really great rosé wine. Now, of course, this is probably a sore spot with Angelina because she doesn't want him to own a winery because he's now abstaining from alcohol. When they got married, he gifted her on their wedding date 10% of the winery. So then it ended up they were both 50-50 owners in it. And he was trying to buy her out, and he was lowballing the value is what Angelina Jolie said. So unbeknownst to him, even though they had a right of first refusal in their agreement with regard to this winery, she sold it to an outside bigger winery that she knew, or at least Brad Pitt alleges she knew, would try to buy him out and would take control over this winery. And he loves this winery. Him and Angelina were married there. They brought their kids there for vacations. He was just there for a while with his new girlfriend. So all of this was just gearing up again for another battle. And last week, you know, there was publications out there that, this is going to go on for another 4 years until the children are all 18. And, you know, it's just going to keep going and keep going and keep going, which it looked like it was, quite honestly. It looked like it was going to just continue on. But now what they're saying is they have finalized, after 7 years of fighting, they have finally finalized the whole thing. The property portion of this is done, and it has been favorable to Brad Pitt. And this is my take on it. Right of first refusal is where, if you're going to sell a property, the other person gets the right to buy it first over any other buyer out there in the market. And I do believe that that's what's happened here. I believe that that right of first refusal was invoked, and that's what happened. I think Brad Pitt bought back the interest, and things are going good.
So you're saying when he gifted her the property, he included in that a right of first refusal. If you ever decide you don't want it, I'm going to buy it back.
That's right. I don't know if it happened at the time of the gift or at the time they purchased it.
I got it. Okay.
But yes, that is.
Cool.
Just an amazing case. When we come back, there's one other question I want to have for you on that one. In terms of length of their relationship, not necessarily marriage. We'll talk about that when we get back.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. And there's much more of the program coming right up, either on your local radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show.
Alrighty then.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
So, getting back to the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie thing, you hear this in movies all the time. There'll be some theme in a movie where some we'll call her a gold digger or something like that, marries some really rich dude, and then immediately after they say, I do, let's say he's worth $100 million, and now she's, oh, and half of it's now mine. And I mean, that's great for storytelling in the movies and stuff, but that is not the way it works out necessarily in real life. Isn't that right?
Well, in California, I can't speak to other states and their laws, because it could be that way in other states, quite honestly. But in California, it's a 50-50 community property state. So that means what you own before marriage is your separate property. In this particular case for the Chateau Merivel estate, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie actually bought it prior to marriage in 2008. Pitt owned 60%, and Jolie owned 40%. When they got married in 2014, Brad Pitt gifted 10% of that interest to Jolie as a wedding gift. And so that became 50-50. So it, in essence, it wouldn't be any different now than it would have been if they had bought the property during the marriage.
See, that's the interesting thing to me about this whole thing with Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie is that they met on the set of the film Mr. and Mrs. Smith. At the time, Brad Pitt was still married to Jennifer Aniston. Pitt and Aniston divorced, so, and I don't know when that was final. Let's say, for the sake of arguments, it was final by 2006. I'll just say that. So from 2006, he's a single person, but he is in a relationship with Angelina Jolie. And in 2016, he is now separated from Angelina Jolie. In those 10 years, of those 10, the only time that they were actually a married couple was the 2 years from 2014 to 2016. So when you talk about community property assets, you're talking about the assets that they might have accumulated or capitalized on that were not based upon their separate property, but for those 2 years while they were married, right?
Right.
And anything that was from before the marriage, generally speaking, and then obviously if you had a business and had it before the marriage, but while we were married, I used community assets to improve the business, that might change things a little bit, but by and large, the stuff that was before the marriage was their separate property.
That's right. And if you remember, Angelina Jolie, she wasn't as valuable, if you will, as Brad Pitt. And during the marriage, she deferred working a lot of the time to raise children. And so that's why the children became a very central part of this, in my opinion. She needed the child support. She needed that financial help. And this divorce had cost them both, I think it's $14 million or something to that effect, just in attorney fees, not in division fees, right? And so I think that what's happened here is that, one, I think Brad Pitt was able to enforce the right of first refusal. Two, he paid more for Angelina Jolie's part of it, but just to get it resolved, so that's a win for him. And three, Angelina Jolie signed an agreement to mediate the rest of the divorce, and that's going to be, for both of them, in my opinion, a plus-plus, because anytime you can mediate and come to your own agreements, you will not be paying each separate attorney fees. You'll be paying fees that are kind of split between the two of you that is a lot less than fees in litigation. So I think this is a win for both of them.
You know, what was the Reese Witherspoon recent divorce, right?
Right.
And in that one, they had a lot of agreements. It was about as amicable as it could be.
They put the kids first.
They put the kids first, and you have a divorce of, let's face it, a power couple, a very famous actor in Reese Witherspoon. And
producer.
Yeah, and you go from it's not working anymore, we want a divorce, to we're done, and you hardly hear about any of it in the headlines. Everything's agreed upon, and that is on one end of the spectrum. And you have this Pitt-Jolie thing on the other end of the spectrum in terms of how long it's taken just to get to this point.
And you know, it's interesting because the length of their marriage was very similar to the length of Depp and Heard's marriage.
Yeah.
And they both were so antagonistic. But what's more damaging, I think, is that in Pitt and Jolie's, the kids are there. I mean, you have children involved, and that's where it really takes people that have a really big sense of what's best for their children to put away all the animosity and focus on the kids. I really believe if you focus on your children, everything else will fall into line. It just does, because that's your priority, and your priority is to keep the conflict away from your children.
That's good advice. Good advice.
Well, this Tori Spelling divorce is awfully strange. We don't have it on our paperwork. Maybe we can look at it next time. But it's so odd that she left this mansion and is now living in some kind of a regular hotel somewhere, kind of weird stuff. So I'll bring.
She was living in an RV last time I heard.
Yeah, some weird. It seems kind of odd to me.
Well,
she didn't move into Melrose Place.
No, I thought about it.
Her zip code isn't 90210, is it?
No, not anymore.
Yeah, not.
No, I think her mother's done some hard, tough love right now for her.
Yeah.
And her children are impacted.
That's my point, is somebody did not put children first, apparently, in that relationship, it would appear. But what do I know?
That's just, I mean, talk about a difference in lifestyle from Tori Spelling. I mean, she was... Now, look. When your father's the producer of the show, Aaron Spelling... Oh, no. Yeah. I auditioned, and nobody knew who I was. What's it like in that cast? Oh, here we have an actress coming in to audition. Her name is T. Spelling. No, that's going to be too obvious.
Yeah,
Tori S.
Yeah.
Okay. You look a lot like the person that we were all supposed to buy birthday gifts last year for at the corporate event. But we won't say anything.
Honest with you, she did a good job in that show. I mean, she was not given just that part just because of privilege. She could act. She could act. I think she did good
in
the show. But that's what she's known for. That's that and then reality TV,
kind of peaked right there, huh? Yeah, looks like.
Well, of course she did well in this show. She had the line, said Dylan, whatever, you know, I don't know. What? Oh, is this the episode where somebody gets their feelings hurt because somebody else went out with the prom king? Yes. Oh, my. Denise is giving me the look of death. I should have worn the Denise Dirks flak jacket when I came in today.
I'm sorry I brought it up. I was just thinking of Aaron Spelling. When I was doing TV news back in the day, we had an ABC affiliate. And at the affiliates meeting, they said, you know what ABC stands for? Aaron's Broadcasting Company. Aaron Spelling's brought. He had millions of shows on there. I made a lot of dough.
He did.
Good for him.
He did. He did well for ABC.
And for him.
Yeah, and for him. Right. Really quickly, former Colorado Supreme Court Chief Justice. Did you see about this one? Censured. What? He's retired, but he was censured by the, by the rest of the court for misconduct. Now, he stepped down, I believe, in 2021, but there had been allegations of harassment and misconduct going on, and so the judge was...
publicly censured.
Publicly censured.
Which is big. That's a big deal.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, judges are people, too. They make mistakes and do stuff. So.
Yeah, he's the only... Supreme Court judge of any state to be publicly censured.
Which they did to embarrass him, in effect.
Right, Colorado, right? Isn't that another
Colorado.
And he said he harassed somebody, but then he also diverted some funds. This is the allegation, but this is what he was censored for. He diverted some funds to try to hide it, to pay off somebody.
Law applies to everybody. Well, you'd like to think so. And yeah, that's what happened. So we are through 2 hours of Radio Law Talk. When we come back at the top of the hour, after our top of the hour break, we're going to talk about FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried. He's in a little bit of trouble again. Supreme Court steps in on the Purdue Pharma settlement. We've also got UFC facing class action lawsuits. A woman takes her triplets plus another child to jury duty, and many other stories. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk. We're happy you're here.
If your radio station drops the last hour of Radio Law Talk, you can always jump over to RadioLawTalk.com and stream the last hour at no charge. And if you miss something, you can always go back and play back all of our shows. They're available on podcast, or you can listen on your schedule on RadioLawTalk.com. We'll be back.
Listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.